Board of Works for November the 9th. First step is approval of the minutes for the October 26th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
City Department Head Reports, Parks Department.
Steve Beeman, Vincent's Parks. Last week, we demoed the playground equipment, cleared out the spots. Installation was supposed to start today. We received a call from the company, which is Installations Unlimited, that they would not be here until at least Thursday and probably wouldn't start till next Monday. They may be coming in with their equipment, but we have everything unloaded. It was delivered last week or 10 days ago, and it's staged over at the pool so they could start as soon as they get here with that. December the 5th, we will be having our pictures with Santa at Greg Park at the enclosed shelter house. The BFML helps sponsor this. The Shriners will be there with hot chocolate. Ford's Photography takes free pictures. It's from 1 to 4 that day. A couple of things that we did at our board meeting last week that you probably have heard of. One, we are now the official partner of the Tri-Knox County. The Community Foundation has let go of that, and we have taken it over. Karen Lane is the chairperson of the committee. She has formed a committee, and they met last week, and I've been involved also. They spoke to our board, and our board was very enthusiastic about taking it over. It'll allow us to expand our mission by doing some things that we weren't able to do before, and the monies that were brought in through the registration and things like that would be going to a call for a virus that would allow us to do some things down the road that, without coming to the city council all the time and asking for money. So it was a win-win for us, and we're very glad to be a part of this. I also want to say that Bill Sandiford from First Vincent Savings, and I want to thank Mark McNeese. He kind of got this ball rolling. They purchased a digital sign clock that will be out at Rainbow Beach. It was about $3,300. It'll allow us to put anything we want on it, time, temperature.
Board kind of thing, yeah.
It's a large 11-inch by, I think, 6-foot long that we will attach outside. It was one of the complaints that we had. There was not a large sign or clock that people could see. A lot of squinting into the office and seeing what time it was. So I want to thank Mark for getting all this going. Great. And Bill came to our board meeting and presented us, Dr. Emmert, with a check, and that will be installed. And it'll be here this fall, but we'll install it next year.
Great.
Next is Police Department.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. We are at about 10,400 calls for the year, which is pretty normal this time of year. Happy to announce that we have our first line supervisors in Leadership Academy this week over in Jasper. That's put on through the Indiana Association of Chiefs of Police, and it's kind of a commitment that I have made with my guys that the supervisors are going to get leadership training so that even if it's not during my time that we see the benefits of it, we will eventually down the road because they'll be better equipped to be supervisors and learn some of the liabilities and different roles that they need to take on when they do accept that supervisor's position. I just comment, we are still down the two officers. Merit Board and I are working together to get the ball rolling and maybe start some testing here soon to get the list better equipped. It was down to three officers, I think, at the last go around, and it's due up here, I think, to expire pretty soon. Last thing I had on here is we've also been working together on the idea of reinstituting some reserve officers for the department. I have a department guideline drawn up, and the merit board has some rules that are in the draft stage as well. We have a application form that's been drafted, and so we're pretty well within two or three meetings of getting that back up and rolling, and so I look forward to that. Again, just for everybody else's knowledge, the city ordinance states that we're allowed to have a reserve not more than 10 officers. We're not looking to have that many officers in the beginning. We want to start off slowly and You know, it was important to me that there was good policy in place for the training of reserve officers as well. So we'll start off slow. They'll be with field training officers whenever we do get the program started for quite a long time before they would ever be released by themselves. But I think it will be a great addition to the city and to the police department to help us out with some of our manpower woes.
Great.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Tess.
Street department.
Our leaf pickup is underway, and tomorrow we're starting pouring a pad near the fuel tanks to fulfill some IDEM requirements. So that starts tomorrow.
I'd also mention what Saturday was a large item, and I guess it wasn't as well attended as the
ones in the past. That's what I understand. Yeah.
So in the past we've had dumpsters at different locations, and this was direct.
No. None of the last times we've just went out.
Just to Republic?
Okay. At Republic, yeah. So.
Okay.
The dumpsters didn't work out.
Okay. They overflowed, didn't they?
Yeah. Thanks, Bryce. City engineer.
Second Street's more or less complete. There's a couple minor punch list items remaining. A couple signs that didn't come in right, so... a couple existing signs that they're digging out of storage and going to get put back up, things like that. So, but striping's done, sod's in, they were watering it today.
That's great.
signals are working, everything's open, all the barrels are gone, all the signs are gone. So, more or less, we're 99.9% complete. Got the preliminary submittal for Kimmel Road Extension.
That's quite a broadcast, Steve. That's a good
from United Consulting. I think I got it near the end of the day on Friday last week. So I'll be reviewing that. And tomorrow is the bid opening for the Heritage Trail. So we're eagerly anticipating that goes well.
Yeah. Great. Good work, John. That was a nice ribbon cutting, and things look great.
Okay, we have no old business. We'll move to new business. First is Mark McNeese, Downtown Christmas Stroll, December the 4th.
Good afternoon, guys. If you notice, Mark McNeese.
Chief, you got his back, right?
Man. What was that? Duck. I don't know. Anyway, Mark McNeese, Knox County Chamber, but I'm here on behalf of the Vincent Central Business District and their Parade of Lights. This year they've changed the date, moved it to the week after Thanksgiving, or a couple weeks after Thanksgiving, traditionally the week before Thanksgiving. It's going to be on Friday again, December 4th. December 5th, they'll have events downtown at the same time that I think the parks are going to be doing the other. Hopefully they coordinate those events. What I'm requesting is the traditional parade route, which would go from 1st and Main all the way to 10th. It would take a left at 10th and head over to Busserin. And basically it stops at 10th, but we ask the parade floats and those things to take a left and then use Busserin to maintain their way back downtown, right, and drop off the people along the way. The one thing that I am going to ask, last year we request to have lineup on 1st and also on Culbertson. Last year Culbertson wasn't available, and we found out 1st Street really works better by itself as opposed to just Culbertson. But I'd like to maintain that we have control over Culbertson during that night, so we can send various cars in a one-way direction back there. There just won't be a lineup back there. Then the other thing, Helping His Hands, Dennis, is here from Helping His Hands. They would, in part of conjunction with this, they are going to be doing a toy drive. They want to hang a banner and starting, when do you want to start doing that?
As soon as you can.
Toy, and the banner could be hung at any of your locations, but I think what they're requesting is either Washington Avenue, or is that right? Yeah, Washington Avenue by Greg Park, and then Hart Street, either one of those.
So, Paul, do you have that schedule, or you can work on that? Okay.
Then the other thing that I would like to do is I'll be contacting the mayor's office, and we'll try to set up a meeting before the parade so we can sit down with the street department, police, fire, and John, and just kind of go over a safety protocol, what we want to do that night, and who's going to be at each location. Phone numbers, be able to exchange that kind of stuff.
Okay.
That's it.
We're going to maintain this 50, 60-degree weather until... That'd be sweet.
You know, Dusty's always offered to let me jump in the car and get warm down there.
It's colder than that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, and I don't know what needs to be in the minutes, but something that we tried to do it last year, we want to do the no parking between 8th and 10th Street on buses as well, because the flow pattern...
Okay. Right.
But those two blocks, if we can have no parking signs that we do for the parade route on those two blocks as well, that helps out quite a bit.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Also, if anybody is willing to help or wants to be a volunteer, we'll put you to work that night. You can line up. The other thing that, and I'll ask, Dusty, I know you're down a couple officers, but if it helps if we have a police officer at the check-in, and people can be a little testy for one reason or another, I guess, a check-in. And sometimes they're not as testy with a police officer there. So we can ask for you too. Maybe they would have an additional man that they could allow.
Okay.
The request.
Okay, so we'll make a motion that we approve the Parade of Lights route on December 4th, starting at 6:30 p.m., to move from 1st to 10th Street with lineup to occur on 1st and possibly Culbertson if needed, with that lineup starting at 5 p.m. We'll also request that Helping His Hands be allowed to hang a banner post November 23rd at either the Washington Avenue or Hart Street location to promote the lighting of the Christmas tree and the gifting accordingly. And then also additionally allow for no parking permit to be placed on between 8th and 10th on Busserin for the return route of the parade.
Longest motion in history.
Nice one.
I appreciate it.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Next is Jamie Sturchy, fundraiser for Brady's Bunch 5K run, April 9th, 2016. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Well, you got brochures and everything. I'm impressed. That's all right.
Okay, Jamie Sturkey. I'm part of Brady's Bunch. Brady's my son. He was diagnosed with mitochondrial disease about 6.5 years ago. It's a terminal illness. Currently, there's no cure. We are requesting to do a 5K April 9th called Brady's Bunch Miles for Mito, using the same route that Tecumseh Harrison has used, well, not this past spring, but the two springs. I don't know. Anyway, the same route, except we don't want to run along the levee, so a little bit of difference, but.
Okay. Yeah, you might, you have a couple of those. You might want to give one to the chief back there, because, that would, sort of runs out Kimmel. So Jamie, you're going to start at the school, or?
Yeah, we're going to start. I'm going to request permission from the school board to meet in the gym in case hopefully it's not raining cold. But
so it starts there at the school,
it
and then
starts
runs
there
out towards Kimmel, and
it ends
up
there.
That route.
Yeah.
And then it ends back at the school.
Right.
Okay. Okay. All right, so we're going to make a motion to approve the route for the Brady Bunch run for Mito on April the 9th, 2016. You know about it. What time they'll start, Jamie? We'll
work it out. I can get back to you with details.
Okay. Sure. Okay, you got plenty of time. And we'll request assistance with the police and street department accordingly.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Great. Good luck with all that. He's a great kid.
Yes.
It's a miracle, right? Yep.
Okay, next is myself with the KCDC contract for services. This is the contract with KCDC is $48,000 a year. I've already taken this to the council to make sure that they would approve the money out of edit to pay this. They have agreed, so we just need a motion to sign the contract.
And that's the same as it has been? The rate's the same, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing's changed.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the contract as described with KCDC. Post the city council's approval of edit funds used for that purpose.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And we have nothing else, so just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.